हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री श्री राधा दामोदर जी की। So it seems like recently we are having a naming ceremony almost every month. We have a lot of new babies who've come into the community and in the last year. We're happy that a couple of Richard's families here. I think Januszewski? Okay, family. Thank you for honoring us to be here, honoring your grandchild. I have such great love and affection for children because I only have to be with them for 5 minutes. So I have extreme love for the kids. Kids are very sweet. Those who have to be with them longer, I sympathize with you. I know it involves lots of work. But for the first 5 minutes, they smile nicely. Just recently, I had mentioned at the international GBC meetings, they started off this year, like last year, where each of the leaders gave some updates about some of the things that were outstanding in their preaching areas, or some realizations they had. And so we went all around the room and each person spoke. So of course I mentioned, you know, a lot of things happened last year. It was very exciting. I said, well, I can summarize my last year by that I had a lot of fun. Because, you know, I did an interesting tour and I did a lot of seminars, workshops in different countries. The TV programs are expanding. We hope in a short time we'll have regular TV on once a week in Philadelphia. Now we're once a week in Detroit. Of course, 3 days a week in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. So I spoke about that, and I spoke about some of the conferences and things we're trying to reflect on in, you know, community development. And I mentioned about speaking at the National American Medical Association and the North America and the yearly Religious News Writers Conference. Some of the leaders were quite astounded because it's something new. But then I ended by saying, but what was most pleasing and most refreshing that I felt most inspired by was being able to be accepted by some of the Gurukula kids as their spiritual master. And so some of the leaders took a second take on that. Because later I had a chance to explain it. Because in one sense, people may think, well, what's the big deal about that? Of course, in Mexico and South Africa and several other places, in this last year, several of the devotees I gave initiation to were devotees who were brought up in the Gurukulas, or they were born in the movement. So later that week, we had a panel discussion of some of the Gurukula kids come in, and they shared with the leaders, just as they had done with us in North America, and explained, you know, many of the experiences in ISKCON. And then we also had a panel of, well, we also had two girls who were very intelligent, very articulate, who were also born in the movement, and they addressed us. No one knew exactly what they were going to say. No one had read their speeches. And they were sharp. They were intense. They were heavy. They were direct. And they were focused. And we were shocked, intimidated, and embarrassed. But I thought it was very healthy, the whole exchange. Because they were like so posed. They were so emphatic. And it was interesting. So later I was explaining that, and you've heard me say it several times, but it's our movement, we are a culture. The Prabhupada made it very clear that Krishna consciousness is a culture for re-spiritualizing society. But a culture particularly has to do with each generation being situated, complementing the next generation, feeling a sense of well-being about their existence. So the elderly people should be as such where they can share their wisdom. They feel a sense of that they're appreciated by others. It's a big problem now in the West especially. It's going to become a big, big, huge problem in the near future because people are living longer and the pensions, the Social Security, etc. is running out. And gradually elderly people are going to be taking more and more and younger people having to cover for them. And so where there's not so much culture, people can become angry and disturbed. And there can be an increase in elderly abuse is what is actually happening in some places. People putting their elders into institutions, out of mind, out of sight. So when the elderly, as well as the youth, are happy, satisfied, excited about their life and about their environments, then we can understand that some very significant things about a culture is being maintained. But when the elderly is not cared for, there's not sufficient facility, guidance, protection, concern, when they're not being able to share and to pass down what they have, then there are gaps in the culture. And when the children are not eager to buy into the socialization process that's going on, whatever the nature of it is, then civilization or that particular society is in trouble. So I said that it meant so much to me when I see the kids brought up and born in the movement who now on their own say yes to Krishna consciousness. Say yes to committing themselves to Four Rules and Regulations. Say yes that they personally want to own the whole experience. Not that they're just kind of tolerating it. Just as we have seen in our own cases how we, you know, tolerated sometimes going to church, tolerated going to Sunday school, tolerated singing in the choir, tolerated doing this and that. And, you know, it wasn't something we really took to heart. We're just waiting for the minister to finish so we can leave and leave as fast as possible. So it's not so easy because most of us came out of materialism, out of gross sense gratification, burnt out, fried out, disappointed, or mentally scrutinizing and thought we want something different. And so then we started pursuing a lifestyle of Krishna consciousness. But in the case of our children, all they've known is Krishna consciousness. And their happiness, their distress, their whole experiences has been within Krishna consciousness. So for them, some of them, they want something different. It's not a big thing to them. Mangalore Artiks, chanting rounds, hearing classes, hearing philosophy, not a big thing. It's all they know. They want something different sometimes. But if they still want to go on to the point that they say yes and dedicating themselves voluntarily, then that is that's quite significant. So I was explaining how, of all the things I felt, that was most refreshing to me this past year. I look back in retrospect. Because one, it's a service to their parents. As their parents have given themselves to the Srila Prabhupada's mission. So it's a way to facilitate the parents and taking care of the kids and encouraging them. It's a way to serve the parents, a way to serve Srila Prabhupada. And it's a way to prepare them because the children's children, Prabhupada said, will be extremely powerful. It's like I'm just amazed earlier, as we're waiting a little bit for the parents to come, grandparents, I was just reading over the astrological chart. And I was thinking, amazing. The kind of souls that are coming into the community. Looking at some of the qualities, the attributes that have some affiliation with Baby Das. In a few minutes, Baby Das will have a new name. So this is exhilarating, because we all have the chance to try to be there for the children. We have a chance to try to steer their growth. We have a chance for them to be a mirror for us, as they will vibrate and amplify what our situations are. Many people are trying to reclaim the inner child. There are philosophies and theories and systems that discuss this. How, although we are adults, how somehow to reclaim that innocence. How to be able to go back and do processing and cleansing. I spend most of my years at the university so-called studying psychology. And after I got to the university, I just kind of wanted to put it all behind me, but also to kind of reclaim it again, especially recently. Although the modern psychologists have some understanding of how tremendously each person is affected by things that happened in their earlier life. Because we understand not only that, but even from previous life. But so much our personalities are formed by the experiences that we imbibe and integrate in our earlier years. Some things are almost irreversible based on what those experiences are, even experiences in the womb. So how powerful it is when we can see that those experiences are very healthy. So yesterday during the initiation, I mentioned the importance of a good foundation and how many devotees have trouble because their foundation was weak. When things start building up, issues start developing, they fall apart because their foundation was weak. Well, similarly, many people in their growth and in their adult lifehood, they have a lot of difficulties because also of some of the disturbances, incoherence, and problems that are associated with their childhood. And so we all kind of owe it to each other to try those who are growing, to give them at least better than what we had. And we owe it to ourselves to help each other based on how much, some of the patterns that we bring into our associations. Sometimes some things are very difficult for us in different ways because of the patterns that we are associated with. So we want to, this program will be a little brief this morning. So many things you're doing just today. We have the godparents, Giriraj and Kirti Das, Giriraj Das, Kirti Dasi, Prabhu Das, and Kuru Nandana. And after I speak a little bit, we'll have them to put the tilak on and the neck beads. And then we'll have a reading, a numerological reading, and then an astrological reading to help us to receive the soul that has come amongst our midst. And then I will give a devotional name first to the Father. I will speak it comes from Guru, first given in the right ear of the father, and the father gives it in the right ear of the mother, and then the father gives it to the grandparents, and then we share it with all of you. And this is the name that we shall refer to this special soul. And because all of our names are names in relationship to service and to Krishna, as the Das or Dasi. So we will remind each other based on our appellation what some of our missions should be about. So I just want to, but we have the numerological and astrological reading. Just read maybe three or four short letters. As I was going through some discussions and letters of Prabhupada's messages to the Vaishnava community, I was quite astounded last night. A few minutes I was glancing at the number of letters that Prabhupada sent, where he is stressing how the children, Gurukula, that is the most important service. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, book distribution is so important, he would say, this is so important. But here he's saying it's most important. Sometime back, when I was considering getting more involved in Mauritius, Mauritius and Fiji are two countries that Prabhupada specifically said could become the first Krishna conscious countries on the entire planet. They're interesting countries. Mauritius is a Hindu country. The political flavor is also Hinduism. And so the government itself, the political leaders, they want to have this established more and maintained. Small country, only of a few million people, and so not so difficult to penetrate, etc. The place where I told you that when devotees go for Harinam, it's like a Ratiyatra. 300-400 people go out for Harinam. They go to the villages, they carry torches, just like in Lord Chaitanya's time. So I had mentioned something to some of the devotees that would be nice if somehow we could, as leaders, international leaders, if we could at some point choose perhaps one country where some of our best manpower would be focused, and we would try to see how to significantly make that country a Krishna conscious country, to use it as a basis. Just as like the Catholics have the Vatican, or like Israel is for the Jews, etc. A place that we could use for enhancing our communications, our public relations, a place we could use for dealing with our issues related to our movement to send messages throughout the world, as we would have such a power base. And so one of the leaders I was discussing this with is one of the main leaders in charge of the Mayapur city project in India, Abhiram Das. And so as we were sharing some ideas, he was saying how he's been also thinking about some of these kind of things. But one of the things he felt was most important was that for us to have a school where we could sufficiently train up kids to become such leaders. Because such a thing would literally take generations for it to really to be organic. And so we were discussing how important it is in educating kids from a young age where they have such a foundation that they build upon. Now this is also done in very highly cultural settings where, like the Dalai Lama, he's trained from very, very young age in places where royalty is very, very still intact. The child is singled out, or the child is groomed at a very young age, given very special care, special classes, special attention. So by the time the child is elderly, the kid has integrated so much knowledge, understanding, and has already become that they are going to actively engage in. They get the best guidance for that, so they just move right into it. This happens in some places where there's kings and queens also, where there's a line, a heritage, where The king is always in a certain family. And so the child is trained up in that way. So as we establish our culture stronger, then we will be able to do that. As we see the qualities of a particular soul, and then we encourage them and guide them and protect them based on what they can be able to do for the world. So that reminds them and creates, of course, very powerful leadership. Leadership is not something that always comes so easily. There are some people who have some natural qualities, and those are there, then there is training, and as it's fanned, then it becomes very significant. It's like you'll notice when you hear the astrological reading, how this child has such natural tendencies for leadership. Now that's going to be pretty dynamic with so many other children also having that. So when they play, everybody's going to want to be the leader. So I don't know where the followers are going to come from. Because so many of our children, they have this strong aspect. You know, this Raj Yoga. He has it very strong. One of the best configurations in an astrological chart that oversees leadership. When I first saw him, just 2 days ago, I was looking for the tattoos. I thought maybe he was going to have all these special tattoos. The other day when we were dancing in Kirtan, and I was watching and seeing so many tattoos on everyone. After a while, people will know my disciples by the tattoos. So maybe I have to get one also. So you have to save a special one for me as well. When I was coming with the devotees from England, and Vishnu Dasi, she had heard about, we have a special devotee here who's a tattoo artist. So they're going to be knocking at you on your door. So I want to read one or two short letters where Srila Prabhupada is mentioning some very interesting things. The family is very important. And so this is why we do the samskaras, because we're all an extended family. We have a specific family, we have an extended family, and even a more extended family as spiritualists on the planet. I just had a surprise a little while ago. My sister called, my younger sister, and she confirmed, which was a surprise to me. I guess Rajalita made that surprise, that some of my family members are coming down tomorrow for the Vyas Puja. My youngest sister and my brother. I'm the baby in the family, so now you know why I'm so spoiled. And two of my nieces. One I first introduced to Krishna consciousness over 20-something years ago. One of the members of my family who was most favorable. And then she sort of got distracted in her professional career and didn't pursue so much. And then one of my youngest sister's daughter is coming, who was angry at me because just recently we sort of connected, and she was just angry to find out that there was someone in the family who was so much involved in spirituality, and she didn't know about it or didn't know what the philosophy entailed. And so she was very, which I was very happy about. She one day had asked me to arrange to give her a Bhagavad Gita, and I got so distracted I didn't send it to her, and she was like furious. She wrote me this letter saying, "I take my spiritual life very serious. Where's my Bhagavad Gita?" So she'll be coming tomorrow. And she's been visiting with the devotees in Cleveland, and he's been reading viciously the books. So this will be a nice experience for them. They should arrive around 10 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll try to start on time at 11. This letter, Prabhupada says, the child is the father of the man. So the basic principle of any type of life is to instruct the children from the very beginning in Krishna consciousness. Children grow to be the topmost leaders of human society. Here's a letter to Mukunda, May 6, 1968, Kunda Maharaj. I'm so glad to learn about Hari Dasi, the fortunate girl in Los Angeles. She has got nice parents and has the opportunity of being in Krishna consciousness from childhood. It is therefore needed that we may train some children in our Krishna conscious movement, and it will come out very successful. Jamuna Devi is also training two nice boys in San Francisco, and they are getting very encouraging achievements. It is very good news that the girl Hari Dasi is dreaming about Krishna, and Krishna is playing with her. I get a lot of nice letters from some of the Gurukula kids around the world. Here, because my spiritual warrior one talks about dreams and some subtle things, so many times people feel comfortable in writing to me about such things. And so it was very delighting getting a number of letters from some of the Gurukula kids in different parts of the world mentioning some of the dreams they're having about the future. And a lot of it has to do with major changes on the planet. A lot of it has to do with the involvement that they see themselves in trying to help, trying to facilitate others. Some of them have to do with them seeing themselves involved in, for lack of a better word, some divine undertakings, divine interventions. And so it has confirmed for me many things that I've understood, known, am anticipating, etc. So when we talk about spiritual warriors, we're literally talking about the fact that first, we're warriors in how we try to control our senses. Warriors in that we want to live a life of righteousness, a life of piety, a life of devotion. And as one lives such, one will naturally counteract and assault so much illusion, confusion, and maya in many, many forms. So some of these children who are presently taking birth are specifically taking birth to assist in making and facilitating some of the changes that are to take place very soon on the planet. And so they are part of the future, part of the new chapter, part of the greater establishment of the golden age that we have heard about in the scriptures, or part of the process for the developments after some major shifts in present-day civilization through changes in technology, changes in commerce, to geographical and geological changes. Because we remember that nobody takes birth by accident. And this is why astrological calculations can have some significance, because when a soul is put into the body, when a soul comes out of the womb, the arrangements made by the demigods and also by that soul's own use of free will tells us a whole lot about their commission. And so, what souls want to come at a time when there's seemingly a lot of chaos and possible destruction? Well, many souls who know what's behind that, or what's after that. Or souls who have been waiting to take birth when the situation and circumstances are such that it's inviting for them. So I am more eager than the parents every time that we bring a new child into the community, because I see it as a greater chance for us to spiritualize the environment. And I see it as a chance for certain pressures being put on us for us to excel. And many times when I just kind of sneak and listen to some of the conversations and some of the things the kids say, I'm shocked. Some of you take notice sometimes of some of the things the children say, and you realize, that's no child. Huh? Some of the perceptions and awarenesses are very mature, which distinctly shows in a soul in a new body. We should not just take them for granted, encourage them, speak and also listen. And we'll see the astounding mood. The other day when I was in England and we're greeting the deities, and I started dancing a little bit, there was one kid in front and just gazing at the deities. And I thought at first maybe he was just spacing out. Because I was spacing out. So I grabbed him and started like swinging and dancing a little bit. But then he sent me a distinct communication. Look, Swami, I am honoring the deities. Chill out. I was just a little kid. He did it in such a sweet way. And he just kept on gazing upon the deities. Like he was making a little prayer. And I realized, yes, maybe one day I can have the attention and focus that he was seemingly having and appreciating the wonderful dress that the Pujaris had put on the deities and making his prayers. So there is unusual karma when one does take birth in a family where from day one the devotional process is going on. But then the sad thing is when we don't harvest that, we don't water it and nurture it in the proper way. So many children now were born, just in a secular sense, were born into geniuses. So many kids, tremendously artistic, have all kinds of abilities, but are not finding avenues to use them. And so they just shut down. Or they take it in and they hate themselves and hate others because they have so much to give and to share, they're not being able to do it, and therefore it eats them out. It goes in instead of out. And as now so many kids are becoming more violent because of course, how they're brought into the world, what they find when they come into the world, and a lack of being able to be more natural in that sense. One will notice that on most parts, our children are more freer in the sense of how they move about and interact. Because it is very healthy for a child if a child can be in an environment where there are many people who are seemingly caring. It actually helps the child's conscience. A kid who has to live by himself, one or two people, it's a little more difficult. Socialization process is slower. When the child has more children to interact with, there's peer pressure for acceleration, and when they can feel loved and guided, protected by many, many different people, then it has a way to bring out more of their creative tendencies. It has a way of helping them to feel better about life, and where there is limitations of such, then they consciously or unconsciously hate life and hate people, or feel that people owe them something. In so many ways, community is very significant, very important. And we suffer in so many ways when we do not have it. Two more short passages here. A letter to Dallas teachers, written in 1972. This is around the time I was in Dallas, the Gurukula. See, my first, which is also interesting, My first karmic job, and I haven't had many. I joined a long time ago, right out of university. But my first job was, in those days they called it a Head Start. They still have those programs? So I was one of the early Head Start teachers when they started the program in America. Because they were interested particularly in more male role models in teaching smaller children. And then my first service in Krishna consciousness, after I joined, first temple I lived in was Dallas Gurukula. So my first experience was being around Krishna conscious children. So that's why I took sannyas. I decided, okay, let's see what this is like. So some experiences were there. So Prabhupada is mentioning a letter there he sent to Gurukula. I'm very glad to hear that all of you have been such a great help to Stokula Krishna. He was head of Gurukula in those days. There in our Dallas Gurukula. I can understand that all of you are very sincere boys and girls and are quite eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. Now I am very much appreciate your activities for conducting our school to the highest standard of Krishna consciousness. I consider your work the most important in the society because you are shaping the future generations of our Krishna conscious preachers. And this is not any small thing. So here Prabhupada also was saying how taking care of the children was most important. Here a letter written to Satsrupa Maharaj in July 1972. Please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter from Cleveland dated June 26, 1972. I have noted the contents with great pleasure. I think I was traveling with Satsrupa Maharaj around that time. Similarly, I have received such nice letters from Rupanuga and Hridayananda. I am very much satisfied that you are all feeling the serious nature of this sannyas mission. So far, you are concerned. I am especially stressing the importance of our Dallas Gurukula for training up the next generation of Krishna conscious preachers. This is the most important task that is ahead of us. And I'll read this last one. This is a letter to Dayananda and Nandarani. This was January 27, 1973. Gurukula is our most important project. Teachers, you hear that? Parents? If the children are given a Krishna-conscious education from early childhood, then there is great hope for the future of the world. I have already given instructions of how the teaching should be conducted there. And this you can learn from Satsrup, Mohananda, and the other senior teachers. Whatever service we do, our enthusiasm must always be kept strong. So Krishna is giving you guidance from within. So if you go to Gurukula, try to help develop things there and make it the model educational institution in the world. So we definitely see that Prabhupada was very emphatic about the importance of the care for the children and how that would help to stabilize and guarantee more successful society and how it could have effects on the general society as well. So we have many different samskaras, over 12. These are important life changes or stages in one's life where significant things are taking place. Chapters are opening. Different levels of consciousness taking place. different level of socialization. So we always offer everything to the service of Krishna, of God. And this says there is baptism, there is initiation, there is reconfirmation, etc. So as we realize that everything really belongs to the Lord, and our duty is just to arrange for things so that we get the greatest blessings from Him by giving back to Him. So we see the body as a temple, the soul is inside. We honor the body as we mark it with tilak, reminding ourselves to use this body in Krishna's service. So Kirti, Ekavir, you can help facilitate. Let them put the neck beads on. Help Kirti to put the neck beads on. There. Is he sleeping? Is he sleeping? He's very quiet. So she's putting the Tulsi beads, the sacred neck beads. Nice that many of the children will be the same age, as we're having so many children in this last year and two. It looks very peaceful. We hear he had some difficulty coming out. He heard about some of us, he wasn't sure he wanted to come out. Now he's here. So then, the tilak. Watch me. The sacred clay from Vrindavan, from the Holy Land. Be careful. How much did he weigh at birth?
9 pounds, 5 ounces.
The big guy. His chart says he's going to be quite tough. Very focused. I don't want to give you cheat before you read it, but the chart also mentions how he'll be so balanced with the material and the spiritual, which is very exciting because it's one of the more important areas our society needs to strengthen, to be able to have this healthy balance where we are able to maintain our spirituality and at the same time to be able to function in a healthy way materially, so that we're not just seen as spiritualists who are impractical or who are not dealing with the so-called day-to-day concerns. We're not escapists, we're not avoidists or impersonalists, but we do have a mission. So the tilak reminds others that this body is to be used for service of God. Was Giriraj putting the tilak on his ears? On his throat? You okay, Giriraj? So, yeah. And we'd like to have Bhaja Govinda, which is the auntie. A grand auntie, actually. If you can read this chart, your chart first. We'll have a numerological reading first, and then the astrological. Kunananda will do the astrological reading. Normally she sends the charts in. This time she's here to read it herself.
The life lesson number, which is derived from the birth date, represents the lessons this child must learn in this lifetime and is most significant in the choice of a career. This child was born on January 15, 1999, and has a life lesson number of 448. This number stands for strength and complete mental control over his life while on earth. It requires discipline in every department of life, so that he may be instrumental in promoting the material advancement of the world. His mind must be trained to let the higher forces work within it, and he must keep his body and environment in order so that he will be ready for any opportunity to achieve these same results for others. He should try to promote better ethics and justice in the world of business. He must recognize recognize reality, then use what he learns to alleviate the physical burdens of others. He will be an instrument by which this alteration takes place. By displaying,
so he's one of those who doesn't wait for things to happen, but make things happen. Interesting. Go ahead.
By displaying bravery, resourcefulness, courage, and discipline, he can serve as an example for others. Edgar Cayce was an example of this 44 vibration. This is a master number, and as such demands more from an individual. This child will be a steady worker. He will persevere in his chosen goal because of exercise and discipline. He will conform to the demands of a situation and make the best of it. Preferring to be in an environment where steady progress brings concrete results, his success comes from useful enterprises.
Uh-oh, read that over again. Read that line again.
Preferring to be in an environment where steady progress brings concrete results, his success comes from useful enterprises.
So if there's stagnation, he's going to get on everyone's case.
He will be extremely resourceful and cautious. He will plan his actions well in advance. He could achieve distinction in political or military affairs where self-discipline and expediency are the keys to success. He will be brave in battle, my parenthesis against Maya. He will possess the will to face adversity and the energy to overcome obstacles through sustained effort. Common sense and logic back up his judgment. He enjoys order and stability. His will be a conventional approach to life. There's a great deal of the materialist in him, so he should guard against too deep a desire for fame and possessions.
Kshatriya.
This can lead to overwork, poor health, and material losses. He could then close himself into an ignorant, do-nothing world and become discontented and frustrated. Therefore, he should investigate new opportunities to broaden his horizons. He would do well to make room in his orderly existence for things he did not plan on. He will be well-developed physically, mentally, and emotionally, but may be missing the intuitive link. The opportunity to develop this side of his character is present. He should work on becoming aware of what he cannot see, tune in to his inner self. When he has achieved this awareness, he can express the master number vibration. He should serve the material needs of the world through productive actions, actions first inspired on the inner plane. He can supply the comfort and common sense advice to keep his world together. The tarot symbolism is the Four of Cups, which is a figure seated in quiet contemplation and concentration. He sees three full cups in front of him, and he seems unaware of a fourth cup being offered by the hand of God coming from the cosmic cloud, which is hidden wisdom. If he seeks divine, and with patience, meditation, self-control, and persistence, it is available to him. His calm physical appearance shows that mental activity is what brings results. He must choose a worthwhile goal or the pro-offered cup could be lost. Astrological correspondence, third decan, Cancer. This decan will be felt more on the mystical or inner plane than on the extroverted personality plane. Thus, he will be more sensitive to vibrations around him of those coming into his aura from outside contacts. He will be kind, hospitable, and sympathetic. He may be attracted to some phase of social work or a life of service to others befits this vibration. His ideals are high, but there is a need to keep dreams practical.
Jai Haribo. So now come around then. Read the astrological reading.
Libra rises, the seventh sign, which indicates one who does well working in groups and partnerships, and generally becomes a grihasta. Libra is the scales of balance, and those born under its influence are fair-minded people who can see both sides of any situation. They are able to balance spiritual life and material life. Mars in the first makes one determined, independent, and a good preacher or a good soldier for a cause. He will be active and ambitious. The ascendant ruler Venus is in the fourth house with the Sun and Ketu in Capricorn. Venus here gives a pure and loving heart and a loving relationship with his mother. Venus with the Sun gives love from the father as well. He will get chances to stay in warm or tropical places such as India and would do well living in such a place. Venus with Ketu means he will be able to perform physical austerities. Venus is not too close to the Sun, which is good. Sun in Capricorn gives a streak of renunciation and the ability to keep his feelings within when he wishes. Capricorns generally rise slowly in life, achieving their best success in the second half of life. Capricorn is an earth sign indicating a steady, down-to-earth person. He will be patient, tolerant, and a hard worker. Sun in the fourth gives travel opportunities, important friends, and a noble heart. Ketu in the fourth can take one away from the birthplace and sometimes gives respiratory complaints such as asthma or allergies. Now we come to the highlight of his chart, the auspicious combination of the Moon and Mercury in Sagittarius in the third house. This is a Raj Yoga or King's combination.
This is very auspicious, this area here. Go ahead.
Or a success combination that gives great courage, excellent abilities to express himself, such as through writing, public speech, and storytelling, and well above average skill with the hands. If he ever gets a brother, his brother would be an auspicious soul, and they would be close.
You hear that one? Okay. Planning for the next one already, huh?
He will wish to uplift the poor or needy and has strong artistic potential. He would do well working in communications and dealing with the public. Sagittarius is
Aishwar,
the best.
Did you hear that? You can recruit him, huh? Communications. Go ahead.
Sagittarius is the best sign for a boy to have, as it is a masculine sign ruled by the best planet, Jupiter. Srila Prabhupada had a Sagittarius rising. Mm. He is a holy, righteous, straightforward, and pure-hearted natural devotee of the Lord. Sagittarius is represented by an archer with the body of a horse. He is aiming an arrow at the sky, but has his feet firmly planted on the ground. So teach him to aim high in life as he can achieve many of his goals. When the moon is in Jupiter's sign, one has deep spiritual faith and can concentrate their mind on God and Guru. Moon with Mercury is one of my personal favorite astrological yogas. It makes one intelligent, gives a love for reading and gaining knowledge of all kinds, and gives a good sense of humor. He will like to study shastras and learn verses. His Capricorn sun will make him often appear mature and wise beyond his years. But his moon with Mercury also gives a youthful and fun-loving side.
You see, it's such an interesting balance constantly in personality. High goals, but at the same time, grounded, ability to carry that out. Very much wanting to see productivity. Very royal, at the same time, you know, very humanitarian, concerned about others. Very interesting combination of traits.
It is wonderful when the two planets of consciousness, Moon and Mercury, are strong. It gives mental strength and strong consciousness. Like everyone born between April of 1998 and June of 2000, he has Saturn debilitated or in its weakest sign. He is in the seventh house, where it fortunately gets some cancellation of debilitation. But still, I'm telling the parents of just about everyone within this placement to take good care of the child's health. This Saturn can give occasional illness, and take care not to sit him in high places where he could fall and bump his head or be injured. Take the usual precautions also to protect him from the fire, to be just to be on the safe side. Saturn remedies can be helpful, such as giving in charity occasionally on Saturdays to poor or sick people or sannyasis.
Yes. As I said earlier, he can handle material and spiritual things well. Mm-hmm. He'll be quite competent.
Okay. Or following Ekadasi strictly when it falls on that day on his behalf, or inviting Yamaraj to kirtans. Another wonderful feature of the chart is that Jupiter, the planet of spirituality, is in its own sign Pisces, which makes one sincere, kind-hearted, and having a good service mood.
You can see how he got these qualities from his mother and father, these Piscean qualities. Mm-hmm.
He will be attracted to deity worship. Jupiter is in Hamsa Yoga from the moon, an auspicious yoga that means he can get the best out of any situation he's put in, just like a swan can drink only the milk from a mixture of milk and water. It also means his mother is a good devotee. He gets very good spiritual association and friends in his life, and confirms that he will likely live in a pilgrimage place at some time. And in the 10th, he has Rahu in Cancer. That's a powerful place for Rahu. It gives skill in his work, good earning ability, and he'll do humanitarian deeds. His Raja Yoga planets all aspect the 9th, which means his father is a good soul as well, and he can get a good guru. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. This is so nice. These are powerful qualities of a Kshatriya. Kshatriya having the qualities of being bold and strong, but at the same time being very, very merciful. So there's some interesting qualities aligned that are like that. And where there is powerful Kshatriyas, then governments, civilizations, organizations are guaranteed to be effective, because leadership always has a big effect to do with whatever is going on, or the lack of that, etc. So I'll give the name, and we'll end the ceremony with, after I give the name, I'll give to the father first, and then he will give to the mother. I'm sorry, I give to the baby first, the baby's name. And then I give to the father. Father gives to the mother. Mother gives to grandparents. And then we share with all of you. And then we'll just have the next 5-10 minutes, and before you leave out, or I guess lunchtime, so you'll be staying. But if we can just let them sit here, and as you like, then as you come up, and just say a little blessing for the family, for the baby. If you haven't seen the baby, come up and get a look. But he's a tough guy, so don't look at him too hard. He may give you a punch. Maybe a kick. May wake him up. And as we, as a community, receive the soul and offer our love and our blessings, the most important is we try to remind ourselves how we want to constantly raise our standard, so that what we are giving to them or passing down to them will be something that's wonderful. as we're discussing. It's not so much we've borrowed life from them, but not so much we've inherited things, but we have borrowed the future from the children. We're borrowing is what we do every day. We're borrowing, and we'll see what they have left based on what our situation is. So we don't want to just do things for the moment and without considering the consequences. We want to do things so that all these little children that are here, so they will be much better devotees than ourselves. Not only be devotees, strong, but they should be much better devotees than ourselves. If the culture is there, then one generation is building off another. So as foundation is laid, the other things become easier. If we lay the proper foundation, then we'll see how they're able to build upon easy what we have laid. The foundation is bad, as we start building, generations start coming in, then we get embarrassed as things start collapsing. So that's been happening somewhat in the movement sometimes. Foundation wasn't so good, and then, like a building, so the windows fall apart, the roof falls apart, the floor falls in. So that's a sign. Foundation wasn't so strong. But if it's strong, we'll see the results. It'll be very very auspicious. Can you hand me the baby? He's strong. He's heavy. How many pounds he weighs now?
He's almost 12 now.
He's almost 12 pounds?
He's 6 weeks old.
Feels like 20 pounds. Big muscles.
Sad Buddha.
Did you hear me in the microphone?
Yeah.
You heard? Somebody guessed. I heard somebody say the name over there. So they have a very special presentation of Krishna in their home. Krishna with many expressions. As we know that if we think of the Godhead, we know God can do many things in many ways, as many ways to share his love. And so the name we have given is obvious name. That's something you probably thought about, as that's their dear deity for them. So we've given him the name Sat Bhuj Das. So as we call him, we can think about Krishna, who makes himself available in so many ways. Since he has a character, a personality, that it says he's able to do many things and do them effectively, and that he has such a sort of a diversified nature, having such Raj Yoga, kingly mentality, but being so concerned about others. So we very much like to see these qualities manifest and grow, and to all do our part as such qualities come forward. So if someone can lead Maharaj, you can lead Kit Bhajan again. And if the grandparents Purudas, you can come and make the prayers first as the godfather. Greet them. And the audience, just one by one as you feel so disposed, just come and a little short word to the family, or just make a little prayer in your own way, internally, etc. Like this. Jai. His confound the child, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Chira Prabhupada ki. C.C. Radha Damodar ki. Radha Kalachanji ki. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki. Sat Bhuj Das ki. Vaishnav Thakur ki. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.